Next up is 2019's To Your Last Death.
Yes.
Okay, 2019's To Your Last Death.
To the last death.
Before we get into it, I had no idea what cast was in it, and I'm proud to say that before it was over, I figured out who the narrator was just based on my ears. But
Oh,
I did
that
not.
was beautiful. That was beautiful music to my ears when a boy started fucking railing.
Unfortunately, I did not figure out who the game ma mistress was until the end of it. I was kind of kicking myself a bit. I was like, damn, should have known that. But anyway, yeah, so who's taking this one?
I
Rao!
To be fair, dude, it wasn't until her name. She sounded familiar, but I could never fucking place her. To whereas, like, you have like William Shatner, Ray Wise, like Bill Moseley. Those, as soon as like they start speaking, you're like, oh, I know who that fucking is.
How do you figure Bill Moseley? He's got a thick Russian accent.
It's his fucking the way he talks.
Fair enough.
So, To Your Last Death is kind of a weird but kind of cool one. We start with what's her name? Not Kelsey. Kelsey? Fuck, I lost it.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Kelsey. It opens up with her like walking out of a building carrying an axe, like bathed in fucking blood,
No,
and
no, hang
cops
on. No,
pulling up
no,
to the
no, no,
scene.
no, 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 no. Miriam, Kelsey's the sister.
Miriam?
Yep, Miriam, Kelsey's the sister.
Oh, okay. The secret is I love the action. Oh, hey, John, we're gonna have words, dude. That's so messed up. All right, so the sister, shit, the sister, covered in blood, carrying an axe. The cops show up and they're like, well, this isn't fucking right. They arrest her. She's handcuffed to a bed and they're like, man, there were so many bodies. You're gonna have a lot of explaining to fucking do. She tries to explain, oh, it wasn't me, it was my dad, and he's like fucking super crazy, and my siblings got killed because of him. No offense. I was kind of with the cop. I'm like, that makes no fucking sense. But then all of a sudden, this, what would you call it? Like goddish? Like, they never really kind of say who the game master is, but it seemed
She's
very.
an entity that's clearly able to manipulate the fourth and fifth dimensions. I would call her a female version of the Beyonder.
Okay, there we go. So the game master comes to her and is like, look, you've seen what happens. Here you are because of what happens. I'm going to offer you a fucking deal. You keep the knowledge that you had of the whole situation. You go back and you try to do it fucking differently. Here's the thing. Me and a bunch of my fucking friends are kind of like bored. We're going to watch this play through. And well,
Bored,
really,
and we're
this
going to
is
watch
just a
it.
game to us. And so, like, I have the option to step in when I feel it's necessary. If things get boring, if you're fucking not really doing anything entertaining, the whole nine. By the way, all you got to do is, say yes, abracadabra, we'll fucking do this over. And she's like, no, cool. Then go talk to the cop that thinks you fucking killed your siblings and everybody else. Oh, well, if you put it that way. Well, fuck me. I'll take the deal. So, boom. Old girl starts off literally right as she walks into the building to talk to her siblings before the whole night of horrors takes over. Dear old dad apparently is just the biggest horrible douchebag to have possibly ever walked the earth or father four children.
He's the
And he's
epitome of
left.
a rich fucking monster, is what he
Right.
is.
He's left a horrible mark on each of his children that they have taken to either medicating themselves, finding other ways of their proclivities to vent everything that has happened to them. Either way, all four of them have found a way to just further be an embarrassment to the father. Also, right as he was running for, what was it, vice president, they
President.
stepped him. Oh, I thought it was Vice because it was the voice behind the man.
I thought he was going for like full on POTUS.
Okay, maybe. For
He
some
was
reason, I thought it was the
going
voice
for
behind.
some form of governmental power.
Right, like to where he controlled, as much as possible. And his kid stepped up. Yeah, okay, so listen here. If you vote for my father, you're just asking for like a quick elevator ride to hell. He
He is
will
the
just.
beast.
Oh, yeah. And they just call out all of his bad shit. Lo and behold, for some odd reason, that worked. Dad was not elected. So now that Dad has an inoperable brain tumor, he's like, you know what? Fuck, that hurt.
I thought that was part of the plan.
No, I hit the switch and my chair dropped. He's like, you know what? Since I'm dying, I'm at least going to go out on a fucking win and watch you all just get like literal Saw versions of your own fucking worst nightmare.
Yeah, I
You
like
know,
that.
it's going to be like little Timmy's going to have to fucking deal with this. Little Sarah's going to have to deal with this. And it really is like kind of like a Saw-based go fuck yourself. Only difference is there is no win scenario. It's just all you either die now or half an hour from
No,
now.
I believe they are given the impression there might be a win scenario. Kelsey definitely thought there was a win scenario.
Yeah, but like once you see it, there really was no win. It
Oh
just
no,
like
there
drew
absolutely
out.
was not.
You know, it was just kind of drawn out until like I'm gonna 3 hours later. I'm still trying to win. Dad has off asked them all to come to his big headquarters. He's locked all the fucking doors. He's hired two fucking mercenaries to do all the heavy lifting. And it's just pretty much like a, hey, we're gonna fuck with my kids for a few hours, kill them. I'll pay you a shit ton of money. Cool, fuck it. Fuck, what was the girl's name again?
Miriam.
Miriam.
Miriam. Now with the Game Master's help ish, she's going to try to change the events of tonight. When she left, horrible things had happened. So she's hoping that by replaying their little twisted fucking game, she'll be able to change events and make everything for the better. Unfortunately, she wasn't quite understanding the rules that the Game Master put out, and not everything plays out the same way. So you get this kind of constant changing, not even mind game, it's just a twisted.
Imagine
It's
playing.
kind of Groundhog-ish day, but not because like things still morph.
Imagine playing a computer game, but it's an RPG, and you make different decisions, and based on those different decisions, while it's technically the same level that you're running through, you're getting different fucking stuff until maybe possibly you get that right fucking that correct way
Right,
through.
like the door's locked this time, but it wasn't the first two times.
Except that the game master seems to enjoy a bit of balance. So while she's helping you, she's also helping the enemy because balance,
Yeah.
see what happens there.
She can pop in and kind of whisper in the dad's ear, you should probably lock that left door. But lock the left door, which completely fucks her and everything that she had planned up to that moment. Basically, it's like a literal survival game when it comes down to it, where a bunch of beyonders are just kind of sitting there watching this playthrough in her life and betting on the outcome of who's going to win, who's not.
I wager 3 quattrinos on the newcomer.
Right. And constantly bitching because you're like, hey, that's not fair. You're fucking up my odds. And the game master going, hold on, hold on. So you have this like kind of little mini story of all of these people watching the fucking game. You have her and just her. I don't even know if psychotic covers this fucking family. Like they're just so fucked up and twisted. Trying to play through where odds are constantly against her, constantly changing. And even though she's won the game a couple times, she gets kicked all the way back to the middle or the beginning to do better because, well, this run just wasn't entertaining. We got bored. Oh, by the way, these doors are locked. Now what are you going to do? So it's a never-ending kind of how do you survive something that's constantly changing
And
on
the
you?
game master makes like the family, like her siblings, go through so many different levels of either they love her, they hate
Yep.
her, they like it just as the rules or whatever changes, not rules, but like
Odds.
scenarios changes or
Yeah,
what
there we go.
odds, the way that the siblings look at her and the situation change as well. So it definitely keeps you on your toes because you think we've all in this together. And then like the game master comes in and she's like, hold my beer. He's, you know, whispering little dude's ears, and it could just completely changes everything that just happened about 5 minutes ago. And then like, we're all in this together too. We're all in this together to fucking kill her. We're all in this together to... We're not together. We're all... It's just... I just like the way that it just goes through all the different, like, emotions where it's like, we love each other. We hate each other. Let's kill each other.
I love it just, because they really lead into every character's possibility. Hmm. You know, like, are you money hungry or are you hurt? Are you looking to be bonded with your family? Do you hate them?
And
like
each,
us, as they cover it all.
And each character goes through all of those different emotions, too. And obviously they go through them differently. They all do anger differently. They all do this or that differently. But they each character goes through at least five or six different emotions throughout the movie for either their dad, for the sister, for each other, for the situation.
Themselves, we love right.
dad, we hate dad, we this. And it's just like, I just love the constant change that happens where it's just like you said, the game master's like, oh, this is getting too fucking lovey-dovey, you know, Brady Bunch thing going on here. Let's stir the pot up a little bit. Let's whisper in dad's ears like, oh, yeah, she knew all along that she wasn't going to tell you. She knew you were going to come in here. And she wanted you all to die. What the fucking bitch? Let's kill her. And it's just like that quick, and it snaps, and it's just, oh.
And I loved it because, like, you get her main character like, well, I don't really want to kill people. Well, sweetie, it's kill motherfuckers or get killed. You know, like, you get that slow progression of her finally going, okay, hold my beer. I'm about to kill a motherfucker. And she does. But when she finally gets the fucking the drive to do it, that's how you kill a guy. He's pushing down an elevator shaft. Well, that's kind of boring. Back it up. Try again. Like, they put her through so much shit. And the fact that she doesn't just kind of like, oh, look, a window. I'm just going to open it and say, fuck it. Like, she keeps fucking driving. Like, they find a reason to push her. Like, well, if you die, so do your siblings. Aren't you the protector? Aren't you the big sister? Well, fuck me. I'm going to go save my siblings now. Like, they find a way to constantly keep this character involved in their little game. Because that's all it is to them that are watching. They give zero fucks on the outcome. They've got $5 that says he's going to win, she's going to win. Like, they literally don't give a fuck.
Well, and they don't want to lose money. They don't give a shit about them.
Right, right. You know, and they, what I really, really dug about it was that towards the end, like when everything's resolved, somebody fucking voices, they're like, this isn't us fucking with your life. This shit was going to happen Tuesday, like it or not. We just happened to be here. We noticed some shit was about to happen. And I'm like, hey, Giz, I got $5 that says the brother wins. Really? Okay. Like, we're literally just watching through the fucking spectrum and we're putting bets on shit that's going to happen. Has happened, will happen. And they did such a great fucking job of this story. Because as you back it up, you're like, well, wait, what about this? But then they bring it into dialogue. They bring it into a fucking scene. And they make everything fully explained of like, why? Well, doesn't this happen here? No. Don't worry. I've got this covered. They do such a great job of the fucking story.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It isn't blow my mind, I suppose, but I did like the fact that basically I hadn't watched anything for this. I didn't look at the trailer, I didn't look at anything, didn't even know who was in it, really. You know, I spotted Bill Moseley's name in the opening credits and then it completely slipped my mind that he was in it, that kind of a fucking thing. But what was kind of cool was as soon as it started, I recognized the art style, because this was like the Marvel motion comics, and there's even parts where like it does the panel view stuff, you know? So basically what you're getting is a self-contained animated graphic novel whereby you have an interdimensional being and her compadres betting on this fucked up event and then manipulating the event to basically get the most entertainment out of it, to wring the most out of it.
Right,
Like I
not
said,
even like key moments.
no,
They'll just fuck with it in general.
it's like I said, like I was saying, if you know, if you're going through a really good modern RPG or a fucking puzzle-based game, and you know, one of these things whereby if you take a different path, you get different outcomes. That's basically what this is. It's that kind of a story. It's like it from their perspective, they're watching someone's life be the RPG, and they're betting to see whether or not, after making all these different twists and changes, who will finally walk out alive, if anybody. And it's less about, like Carter was saying, it's less about winning and more about not losing and getting the enjoyment from it. It was interesting to see a story like this being done visually because, well, I suppose kind of because in a way it mirrors the Marvel Secret Wars. Like I said, I called the Game Master the Beyonder because, you know, that's basically what the Beyonder did.
Right,
Took
the
a bunch of
Beyonder pops
heroes,
in,
took a
or
bunch of
even the
heroes,
Watcher,
took a bunch of
maybe.
villains. No. The Watcher watches. Okay.
Okay, no, you're right. You're right. I only watch the story unfold. I don't intervene. So yeah, Beyonder.
Except those times when he does, big kind of
Right.
jerk. Anyway, but the point is that the Beyonder took a load of fucking superheroes, a load of supervillains, chucked them all into a certain place and time and said, "Have at thee," and has done things like that a couple of times. And while it's not Marvel, for me, that was this kind of story in a smaller situation. And I like the idea of, okay, that was this situation. And now tomorrow, here's this other fucking madcap stuff that we don't know about, and that's this situation. I like the fact that we had an explanation by the end of it for every character's motivations. The father is just an evil, sadistic prick with too much money
Right.
and power and influence, clearly. We even got fucking motivations for some of the hired goons. You know, there's the
Yeah.
Bill Mosley's fucking Russian fucking former soldier who likes the up close and personal torture. You know, I can totally get behind that.
Not gonna lie, I was a little impressed when the henchman actually had like fucking skin in the game.
Yeah,
I was impressed.
that was kind of cool. You know, overall, it is entertaining. It was refreshing, I think, to see the motion comic style. You know, just because there's such a, especially nowadays, well, I suppose maybe in the last 20 years, but there's such a tendency to lean towards the kind of Japanese anime style. And for a story like this, I could see how that would work. Gantz, that's something that, there we go, another fucking reality kind of shifting thing. But,
Yep.
yeah, like I said, because of the way that the story is, because of the similarity with the Secret Wars and the rest of it, to have it being presented as this motion comic type thing was kind of refreshing. I enjoyed it. So yeah, overall, it was fun. It was good fun. It was, yeah.
See, funny enough, I'm not a big fan of the motion comic. I don't know why. Like, I don't know if it's just 'cause like I don't know. Like, I've just never been a big fan of it.
But it's
Here,
so.
though, like, it didn't bother me as much as, like, say, the other times I've seen it, like, seen it done. And so I don't know, like, between the story and everything that's going on, maybe it just wasn't my focus. Whereas usually it is, and it
Gardner,
kind of puts me off. It didn't here.
did you ever watch the any of the Marvel stuff from like the 60s?
Yeah. Again, it kind of puts me off. Like, I'm just not a big.
Yeah, because I was going to say a lot of that Marvel stuff from the 60s, the animation style would basically be reminiscent of the motion
Oh,
comics and
yeah.
the way that they're done. So, yeah.
Right. And, like, I watch it because, I love Marvel and shit, but a lot of times when it's this kind of style, I kind of like bite my lip and just lean into it so I can get the story. Okay, I've watched it. Thank God I can move on. Here, I was like, you know what? It's not that bad. And everything else going on kind of like distracted me from it to keep me entertained.
All right, well, suppose.
Heads up.